So let's review. The Mishnah earlier discussed Shiva Saman, the seven cleansing agents that are used to clean a bloodstain from a garment. The Mishnah continues and elaborates about some of them. Zeh Roy Katafel, Kol Shalei Tom Klom, and the Braisa adds, Kol Shalei Tom Klom Mim Be'erev. Raw saliva means the saliva of someone who has not tasted anything since the previous evening. And the Gemara explains, Mim Be'erev Ketomi, Lafuke Hecha the Kadam Be'achel. The Mishnah means that he did eat the previous evening, but did not eat anything since, as opposed to one who woke up early and ate. And Rashi explains, sleep strengthens the saliva while eating dulls its power. The Gemara cites another ruling, this is the saliva of one who is sleeping during midnight and has not eaten since. The Gemara adds another ruling about roik. If he woke early and studied, his saliva is no longer roik tafel, even though he did not eat. And the Gemara defines this as a shiyatza reiv diburish al shalosh shoyz. He spoke the amount he normally would speak in 3 hours. Mishnah continues, Mei grisin le'isis grisin shal poil chalukas nefesh. Water of beans refers to beans that were separated from their peels by chewing, and this substance is then rubbed on the stain. The Gemara suggests two explanations why they must be chewed. Amr shlakash reiv tafel tzerch shehim kol echad ve'echad. It needs the saliva, and each of the other six cleansing agents is only effective if used together with saliva. Havle de pumamali. It does not need the saliva. Rather, the heat of the mouth aids in the power of cleansing of the beans. The Gemara cites a braisa where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah and says, "May grisin reseach v'ayver sheitin l'teichem melech," referring to boiling bean soup before salt is added. The Mishnah continues, "May reglaim shechmitzu," referring to fermented urine. And the Gemara explains, "Shleishiyam," this means that it stood for 3 days. The Gemara points out that this measurement is still far from exact. The yelad or the zaken, the isha, the isha. We don't know if this refers to the urine of a child or adult, of a man or a woman, mechusim and megulim, b'maisachama, b'maisachsham, whether it stood covered or uncovered in the summer or winter. The Mishnah continues, v'tzarch l'chaschas sholesh pom l'cholech v'echad. The stain must be scrubbed with each of the 7 agents 3 times. The Gemara inquires, am tuyi basuyi chad or am tuyi basuyi tarti? Is a back and forth motion considered 1 time or 2 times? Take it, the Gemara leaves this matter unresolved. But the Mishnah concludes, Havirin Shaleki Sidrin, Oishahevir Shivis Amon Ka'achas, Le'osav Le'klum. If he applied them in the wrong order, or he used them all at once, it's not effective and he has not nullified the blood, nor has he determined whether it is blood or dye. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Hikdim Shneim Le'Rishainim, Shneim Alulai, Rishainim Le'alulai. If he used the second group, the last 4 agents, before he used the first group, the first 3, the ones he applied second count for him, and he now applies the others because they did not count since he used them first. Zakta the Mishnah, Kalisha Shish Lavast, Dayashaita. Any woman with a fixed time for a period is only considered tummy at the time she sees blood, not from the previous 24 hours as a woman without a fixed period. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elihin Abasasis. These symptoms can establish a pattern that is considered a fixed period if they are always accompanied by bleeding. Mefahekes, stretching, mateshes, sneezing, Ve'cheshes, Befikreso, Ve'shipule Meyeho, pain in the middle or lower area of her stomach. Ve'shefas, she experiences a stream of blood, and the Gemara explains, Ve'shefas dam tummy, mitech dam tar. She first sees damtar, a color that is not considered damnida, and then damtame, a color that is damnida. The initial bleeding establishes a fixed period for the damtame that follows. The Mishnah continues, she develops a type of fever, and any similar symptom. And the Gemara explains, this includes a woman whose head or limbs feel heavy, or she trembles or yawns. The Gemara cites a ruling from Shmuel, Le'yamim shnayim. A fixed period based on certain days is established after she experiences 2 periods. Levasasis achas. A fixed period based on physical symptoms is established after only 1 period. Lamash leimon chacham shleisha. A fixed period based on that which the Chacham did not mention is established after 3 periods. And the Gemara explains. Lasuya achle shum virasa, achle betzalim virasa, kasasam papalim virasa. This refers to a case where she had her period after eating garlic, onions, or peppers. However, our Mishnah disagrees and requires 3 times for all vasasis as it concludes, V'chol shekavu l'shleisha pamim hareis avest. If these symptoms are accompanied by bleeding 3 consecutive times, she's established a fixed period. Zakta Mishnah, Hais limuda li yisraya b'tchilas ha-vasasis kol ha-tahara sha'asa b'techa vasasis t'meis. B'seif ha-vasasis kol ha-tahara sha'asa b'techa vasasis t'hairis. If a woman usually has a period at the beginning of her symptoms, any tahara she touched during the symptoms are tamei because we assume that she became tamei at the usual time. However, if she usually has a period at the end of her symptoms, any tahara she touched during the symptoms are tar. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisrael me'af yam v'shoyis v'sasis. The same applies for a vest of certain hours or days. I think Mar cites a brayso which explains Rabbi Yisrael's ruling and how Rabbi Yehuda argues. Heis lemuda li yisraya me'yim esum li'yim esum u'mishay shoyis l'shay shoyis. If a woman had a vest for the 6th hour of the 20th day, Behuda holds that on the 20th day, if she did not yet have her period, she's forbidden to have relations the entire first 6 hours of the day. However, Rabbi Yisi holds that she's permitted until the sixth hour and only forbidden during the sixth hour. The pasuk continues, Aver Shei Shois V'Lei Rasa, if the sixth hour passed and she did not have her period, Asur L'Shamash Kol Yom Kula Div Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds that she is forbidden for the rest of the day. However, Rabbi Yisi Matre Min HaMincha L'Mala. Rabbi Yisi holds that she is permitted from the beginning of the seventh hour. Mishnah continues, Hais Lemuda Li Yisroya Manetzach Hama, Ein Asura Ela Manetzach Hama. If she usually has her period at sunrise, then she's only forbidden at sunrise. However, Yehuda Aymer Kol Yom Shalah, she's permitted that entire day, but she's forbidden the entire previous night, as the Gemara explains. Hadrigila liris b'seif laila. This refers to a case where she gets a period at the end of the night. Therefore, the night is forbidden, but immediately by sunrise she's permitted. However, hadrigila liris b'tchilas yamama kala laila shala. She would usually get her period at the beginning of the day. Then Rabbi Yehuda rules that the entire previous night is permitted and the entire day is forbidden. The Gemara cites a drasha for these halachas. The pasuk says v'zartem es bnei yisrael metumasim. Rabbi Yehuda expounded as har lebnei yisrael sheyifur shuv min hashasein samach lebastam. One must separate from his wife close to the expected time for her period. The Gemara explains, Oisaina, this refers to the full 12-hour period during which she usually gets her period.